This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for us to get into the health mode. Let's pay attention to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, shall we, during this next hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mudura, Florida. He and his staff of 20-some-odd people are there at your service. A lot of people come from various parts of the country to get a checkup. I'm going down for mine in February, so come join me. All you got to do to set a time is call 352-735-1400. That's it. 352-735-1400 to check in with Dr. Ken. If you got questions for him, you can send them to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. If you'd like to do that, S-D-E-P-H-A-N, or on Twitter, @DougStephan. Every week, Dr. Ken goes through a lot of the medical journals to find stories that you can relate to that are important for us to understand. There is a story floating around, actually the latest version of it is in the Boston Globe, the focus on physician burnout. You and I talked about this any number of times, but it's becoming more of a problem, thus the latest report, Ken, right?
Exactly. I think it's just on everybody's radar screen right now. They report this morning in the Boston Globe, Doug, that 44% of doctors have at least one symptom of burnout. That's amazing.
And what are symptoms? What are some of the symptoms of burnout?
Oh,
just being lousy at their work.
Excuse me?
Other than just being lousy at their work.
Well, you know, you've lost your sweetness. You don't look forward to your work. You feel like it's hopeless. You just don't find the spark that you once did. You don't enjoy it. You don't feel like what you're doing is worthwhile. You're so frustrated by everything that you have to do. You're just not a happy hell of a guy or gal. And you may go to the doctor's office, and if you believe these statistics, almost half the doctors are acting this way. And if you go, you may see it. And the problem is that 15% of the doctors are also suffering from depression. They, in this article, feel that the reason why this is happening is basically due to two important reasons. One is the electronic health record. You go to a doctor today, they've got their face in that screen, not in your face. They're busy typing away. And yes, there are some benefits to electronic health records. I've been on them for a number of years, but there are amazing challenges with them because they're clunky, and even with the best of them, and I think we have a very good system in my office, it can take a lot of work to do something simple. And I think that's what really gets to the doctors, is how much work it takes to do certain simple things, and then more importantly, how it takes you away from direct patient contact. That's why most of us hopefully went into medicine, because we really enjoy interacting with our patients and getting them better and turning around their lives, and we feel honored to be able to do that. And these electronic health records directly get in the way of that interaction. The other reason why so many doctors are experiencing burnout is because of regulation. It's getting harder and harder to do what we've been trained to do. We spend more and more time on the phone pleading, begging with insurance companies to approve tests, and we are not spending our time with the patient. We're spending tons of our time on paperwork. It's estimated that there's about 2 hours of efforts, of administrative or paperwork or non-face-to-face time for every hour of face-to-face time. Right now, a lot of people do this after hours, as the doctors call it, pajama time, and it's gotten to the point where this is a big burden. The regulations, it just seems like once you are adjusted, you've adapted your systems to the regulations, they then change. And this drives doctors crazy. And it's driving good doctors out of practice. And there is a doctor shortage. Try to get a doctor today in any specialty. There are clearly doctor shortages. And we don't want up to half the doctors to suddenly retire or go do something else. And what this call to action in the Boston Globe today is stating that at all levels, government, insurance, hospital, practicing offices, we have to make an effort to try to decrease these aspects that are burning out physicians. And if not, we're not going to have physicians. And then the whole system is going to fall apart. And this study didn't even address nursing burnout or other people in healthcare who are burning out, because doctors are not alone in the burnout situation. But it's a start, and hopefully they'll cover other people in the healthcare system who are also feeling the stress and beginning to burn out.
Well, you work 12 to 14-hour days. How do you deal with this? You're no spring chicken. Been around for a long time doing this, doing it well, have a great reputation. Do you ever think that you're burning out? Or,
well,
you're like me, most of the time, thinking, well, I'm never going to stop until I can't hold a stethoscope in my hand.
What I have done, and it's getting... What I have done to prevent myself from burning out is I've stayed independent. I haven't... You know, 60 to 80% of cardiologists have sold their practices and are working for the hospitals and their employees now. I have not done that. I'm a dinosaur. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I still love what I'm doing. But that is getting almost impossible. It's getting harder and harder by the thread to be able to do that. We have no control over our price. Our prices are set by insurers, the government. Imagine whatever you do, opening up a shop, and you can't control your price. And our prices are fixed. And so as our costs go up and up and up, we can't raise our prices to match them. Actually, our prices go down. And also it gets harder and harder to get paid for what we've been doing for a long, long time. And so, and the unpredictability of changes in regulations, and if we don't live up to them, the threat of being a criminal.
Too much government. Way too much government.
So this is what's burning out physicians. And I have managed to, I don't think I'm burnt out. I've managed to do it by having an electronic health record, which I think is absolutely as good as it gets, and customizing it. But it still, it does wear on you, and it's still dealing with approvals for procedures and trying to make ends meet financially, as you have no control over your charges, and then the costs keep going up. It's a challenge, and hopefully people, sometimes people never feel sorry for the doctor, but you're going to lose your doctor if we don't loosen things up a little bit and realize that things are very different for the practicing doctor today than they were 20 years ago. It's not your father's doctor anymore.
So there's Dr. Ken with his overview on what's going on in internal medicine, medicine in general. Not a pretty picture, something to be aware of for sure. Here's something else to be aware of. Life Change Tea, a gentle daily cleansing, helps to prevent buildup in your colon, which is the way to maintain a healthy body, because all the bad stuff begins in your gut, as we've heard so many times. This is a special blend of teas that aids in maintaining great digestion, aid in boosting your immune system, helps to clean your body from unwanted intruders. So stay happy, stay healthy. There are all organic ingredients in Life Change Tea. Get the super strength version. All kinds of things in there, enzymes and ginger and things. A great combination. A proprietary blend of green and white tea leaves all put together. It's all American tea. The tea blends, all this is made in the USA. So go to getthetea.com. That's the website. Can't get this by going to a store. You can't call a number. Just go online. Order it there. Getthetea.com. And you're looking for Life Change Tea Super Strength. get rid of the intruders in your body, reduce constipation, maintain great digestive health. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code and it'll be shipped to you free. Life Change Tea will change your life. You're going to like it. Take down the bad guys in your system with Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. This portion of the Good Day Health Program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Speaking of Prevagen and your mind, what happens when you smoke pot? Ken is on he's kind of on a crusade. Many of the stories that he has about pot, this is something that if you're a youngster, if you've got a youngster that may be sneaking some pot, you better listen to what Ken has to say about what it does to a teenager's brain.
I don't know if it's a crusade. It's a crusade to just report the facts and the breakthroughs in medicine. And it's hard to ignore this one. This is kind of interesting. And don't shoot the messenger here. This appeared just this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a respected investigation journal to the brain. Smoking just a couple of joints may cause significant changes, Doug, in a teenager's brain structure. Brain scans show that some adolescents who have tried marijuana just a couple of times exhibit significant increases in the volume of their gray matter. These changes are associated with increased risk of anxiety and decreased ability on thinking and memory tests. The senior study author of this paper, Dr. Hugh Garavan, professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont, stated in the paper, "You're changing your brain with just one or two joints." I think that's really amazing.
So what does it do? Does it expand the blood? Don't the blood vessels open up when you smoke pot? What happens
to them? It somehow stimulates the gray matter, and then it gets in the way of the fine-tuning that occurs in the white matter. Yeah. And so the connections just don't occur as the brain is supposed to evolve during the adolescent period, and they can't think and remember as well, and they get anxious.
Well, skeptics would say this is an attempt by those who are in this business to keep people coming back to the doctor for pills because the pot may be as good or better than pills, and the doctors don't make any money on marijuana. I think that's one way of looking at it. How to keep your brain sharp. Speaking of brains, up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Every week a different focus on all these medical items that are in the news and have been researched by the various journals of medicine. Ken gets through the, what is it, separates the wheat from the chaff, I think is the farm expression. The current podcast focusing in part on a pacemaker for the brain. You'll hear that discussion about the pacemaker, plus 7% of cancers attributed to excess body weight. Information in this podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Studies also discussed show that Facebook can be responsible for creating mental stress and depression. You'll hear that discussion in the current podcast with Dr. Ken. They are all adaptive. The podcasts are there, archived, and you get the show sort of overview. Look for things that will help you if you've got a particular problem. Go through the list of things that we discuss and find the right podcast and listen to it. Mediterranean diet we talk about in the most recent podcast. Most recommended diet. A lot of people talking about diets at the beginning of the year. Are you on a diet? Are you stuck to your diet? Anyway, that's all at gooddayhealthshow.com. Do you have continuing conversations with some of your patients who come in and ask you about the diet? You hear frequently talk about the Mediterranean diet, but when somebody comes to you that you know, you, the body just screams out, stop doing what you're doing, don't eat the stuff you've been doing. Do you then say to people, or you even have a card that says, okay, here's my recommendation for a diet, this is the food to eat, and this is how to cook it? Do you ever do stuff like that?
Oh, I talk to almost everybody about diet, and it's so important. You can't stay healthy without eating a healthy diet. And,
nope.
And as interested as I am in prevention, it's impossible to do prevention without talking about diet and exercise.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about brains and what happens when youngsters smoke pot. Here's a study on how to keep your brain sharp. But no, it doesn't make any difference how old you are. But the older you get, the more you ought to do this, I think, Ken. Yeah?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology just this week.
Doug, staying active in old age may help preserve your memory and thinking skills. The older people who are physically active keep their minds sharp, even if their brain shows signs of lesions or other markers linked to Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. Other studies have found that keeping socially and mentally active also improves mental skills. So there are things you can do to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
But also, it's what you eat, no matter what. There are all kinds of things. I notice more and more, when I look across Facebook, Ken, I see announcements of meetings locally and nationally. Doctors come in from various hospitals that focus, specialize in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, to discuss what happens, maybe awareness of what you eat and the exercise. I mean, most of the stuff that I've seen, though, is pretty much common sense.
Well, it's common sense.
Blood flow to your brain.
Right. It's common sense because you hang around with me. And the bottom line is, if you do what's good for your heart health, you're also lowering your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the heart, all of these things are very important. It just makes nothing but sense. But you know what? One of the problems is that people don't have common sense today. And I say that sort of lovingly. Well, I find it really...
Think about obesity and how many people smoke today. So it's
right. And why?
Amazing.
How do you not know that smoking is bad for you? There's always some idiot somewhere who's 96 who says, I've been smoking all my life and that's hurt me. You know, that kind of stuff. It's nonsense. It really is. And it sounds, I sound intolerant because I watched my mother die, kill herself smoking at the age of 50. So you get no sympathy from me on that score anyway. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health. Calotren, Calotren, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that suggested that President Trump told his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about building a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Spokesman Peter Carr says the report of special statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office are not accurate. The longest federal government shutdown is entering its fifth week, and President Trump is set to make an announcement about it this afternoon from the White House. He says he's ready to make a deal with Democrats. In a video posted to Twitter, he said this.
Everybody knows by now that our southern border is a humanitarian crisis It's also a national security crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good Day Health Time, Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here going through, as he usually does, the items that are of import to many of us from the journals of various American colleges of institutional knowledge. All right, so cancer on the minds of a lot of people. If you are told you have cancer, apparently, that influences your thoughts about suicide. A lot of people who get cancer commit suicide, Ken. What are the stats?
Exactly. Medical journal Nature Communications this week, Doug, the risk of suicide is more than four times higher among Americans with cancer than those without the disease. Distress and depression, they can arise from a cancer diagnosis, from the treatment, financial stress of all this, and other causes. Ultimately, distress and depression, Doug, may lead to suicide. The suicide risk among cancer patients, it's highest for white males, people diagnosed at a younger age, and those with lung, head and neck, testicular cancer, and lymphoma, especially Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. Tough stuff, man. I watched my friend Chris Walsh die. It was horrible. Oof, God, it was horrible. He fought it, though, to the end. He was a great fighter. All right, so that's something to think about. Also, in terms of what happens, you get depressed when you have cancer. I think that's it. A lot of people try to turn it around. And the mental attitude you have, I think, is going to predicate how well you survive. No question about that. When it comes to suicide thoughts, studying not just cancer, but other things that create suicidal thoughts, especially in youngsters, Ken.
Medical Journal Pediatrics this week, Doug. When children are having suicidal thoughts, their parents may often be in the dark, according to this new study published this week in the journal Pediatrics. Among children age 11 to 17, a whopping 8% have contemplated suicide at some time, but only half of their parents were aware of it. Mom and Dad, listen up. Some of the warning signs for suicide in a child include withdrawal from friends, family, and activities, sleeping too much or too little, irritable or aggressive behavior, and giving away possessions.
Wow. Good God. Complicated lifestyle. God, it's just life is so complicated, Ken. It really is. It's so complicated.
Today it is.
God. All right, here's something that we hear a lot about. Maybe we need to underscore this a little bit more. Certainly we talk a lot about getting a good night's rest here on this program because of our connection to MyPillow. But here's something you need to know from a cardiologist about a cardiological problem for those of you who are getting less than 6 hours a night.
Okay, this is important. This is a way you can take control of your health, prevent the number one killer, the number one disabler. This comes out of Journal of the American College of Cardiology just this week. 6 hours, that's the minimum amount of sleep per night you need to help your heart stay healthy. In fact, your whole circulation stay healthy. Chronic lack of sleep and poor sleep quality both raise the odds of these fatty plaque accumulation in arteries, a condition that doctors call atherosclerosis, which is increasing the odds of heart attack and stroke. Too much sleep is not great for the heart either. Sleeping more than 8 hours a night has an increased risk of atherosclerosis. People with poor quality sleep, frequent awakenings or difficulty getting to sleep, they're 34% more likely to have atherosclerosis compared to those with good quality sleep. The bottom line here is that sleep is so important for good, healthy qualities of life.
No question about it. And in order to get a good night's rest, good sleep, as Ken has described, so important. Best way to do it is to have around you the ambiance, the things that you're using as sleep tools, your pillow, your mattress, sheets, everything that has to do with sleeping that you can find at MyPillow.com. You ought to be right on it. You will never find anything better. There is the array of things that are available to help you in the catalog at MyPillow.com. You can buy now. Go into MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Save 50% on a lot of these great products. The sheets. These are the best sheets you'll ever find. So, as Ken suggested, you need to get just the right amount of rest. And it needs to be quality rest. And while you're in bed, the best quality of getting asleep, staying asleep, comes from having the surroundings that you can get from MyPillow. Wrap yourself around some MyPillows. I got four of them on my bed. And then the mattress covers, I get one of those just delivered to me. And then mattresses, sheets, all those great things. And here, at this moment, backed by popular demand, the best deal that MyPillow offers. Two for the price of one, or four for the price of two. You get the first pillow at the regular price, second one free, and you can buy most of the other things at MyPillow.com at a 50% bonus deduction by using the promo code DJV. So get the best pillows, wash them and dry them, keep using them over and over again, stop tossing and turning. Get better rest with MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the best prices.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that settles you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. This is Good Day Health. Here's something for you to think about. This is something that has become more well-known just this past week. You have a better chance of dying. Think about this. Better chance of dying from an accidental opioid overdose than you have of being killed in an automobile accident. Think about that. Lifetime odds of dying in a car accident, 1 in 103. Lifetime odds of dying of an opioid overdose, 1 in 96. What the hell does that say about our society? Researchers found you're more likely to die from an overdose than in a fire, from drowning, being shot, or being in a car crash. Good God, what an indictment. It's important to note that the odds are based on population statistics and averages. The results are in line with data that has already been released. Estimates there are about 70,000 overdose deaths last year, fentanyl being the drug most frequently involved. Another report illustrates that the U.S., we have the highest rate of people dying of drug overdoses in the so-called free world, the civilized world. How the hell civilized is that? But think about this, that's entirely voluntary. The opioid abuses, so that brings us around to thinking about the uses for hemp and even cannabis, but more, you're going to see more and more hemp-related products that are being used in the same way that opioids have been prescribed. That's what you're going to see in the very near future, and it couldn't happen quickly enough as far as I can see. So that's an update, another medical story for you here to think about on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can reach him at his office. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, Florida. Go down. The weather's lousy and it's going to get worse in the Northeast. Take it from, listen, I'm looking to make my exit as fast as I can. And one of my stops will be at Ken's place. You can stop there too to get a thorough A to Z checkup. One of the greatest cardiologists in the country. Ken's office is at 352-735-1400. Whether you're local, regional, national, help yourself. 352-735-1400. I was reading a story of toxicity and the toxins that are around now. We talk a lot about the things that were put into some of the, you say that they're out of it now, and I guess I take your word for it, the mercury that used to be put into a lot of these vaccines now is out. But apparently there are other things some people think, I'm not sure whether they're in the vaccines or they're just around, some of these other toxins that just are, we have so much exposure to all this stuff. You know, we've talked about glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in all these things from Monsanto, and how you get around that stuff. There's apparently something else that's a bacterial enzyme called transglutaminase. Good God. You ever hear of that? Transglutaminase?
I have not.
That makes sense. It's been linked to celiac disease. So I thought we would use a little bit of time here to talk about celiac disease and things. I have an intolerance to gluten. And I think you thought at one point in time I had celiac disease. Is there a difference between just having a gluten intolerance? Does everybody who has a gluten intolerance have celiac or vice versa?
Well, celiac is an autoimmune disease. and it's genetically predisposed. Where the ingestion of gluten, it leads to damage in the small intestines, and it actually affects about 1 in 100 people worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's
2.5 million
Americans are undiagnosed and at risk of these long-term complications. And that's the item that we're at most concerned about. But then I think that there are people like yourself, and you were evaluated for celiac disease, and what did the GI doctor tell you?
Didn't have it.
Exactly. But then when you eat... When you eat,
I have horrible consequences when I eat stuff with gluten, and I tell you
exactly.
That.
So that, I'm just trying to. I know the answers to these questions, but I just want to point out.
That's why I asked you.
Exactly.
I figured you had an answer.
So,
yes.
So exactly. So you point out that there is a different, that there is this different entity, and you just have to be aware of where you are. Fortunately, yours is of the less concern, and I think you have figured out what you should eat and what you shouldn't.
Yeah, I have. All right, here's a question from listeners. Send the questions along to me, Doug at DougStefan.com. Can you explain, Dr. Ken, why some people sleep better on an empty stomach and others can't sleep unless they have a snack or a full stomach? What would be the reason? That's a pretty interesting question. Never thought about that, but that's an interesting question.
Well, ideally, you want to stop eating solids at about 3 hours before you lay down. And the main problem is that you will get reflux, where the material, the food in the stomach, as you lay down and fall asleep, that little valve that connects the feeding tube, the esophagus, where you swallow into, to the stomach, there's a one-way valve that allows the food to get into the stomach, the pyloric valve. That little valve will loosen up as you're sleeping and laying down, and the food comes back up into the feeding tube, and there's no naugahyde coating in the feeding tube, the esophagus, so that acid will burn through it and cause havoc. But fortunately, the stomach is coated with naugahyde, and the acid doesn't burn through it. So to avoid reflux, where the stomach contents, the food comes back up, and you get GERD, GE reflux disease, burning, uncomfortable stomach, you don't want to eat within 3 hours of going to bed. And one of the problems is that people stop drinking any fluids. They don't want to wake up and urinate. You have to thread that needle between not getting muscle aches and cramps and not waking up, because if you don't drink at all, you'll wake up with muscle cramps. If you drink too much liquid, you'll be running to the bathroom all night.
Well, that's the problem with me. I have that. I don't mind, as I say often, being a guinea pig. I get up usually once a night, going to, the bathroom. But I also have, I'm lively. Maybe the same time I have cramps in my legs. Get up and, if I've stretched, if I've, sort of subconsciously stretched out, and that seems to trigger these events, and I get out of bed and I walk around a little bit, the cramps go away, and then you go to the bathroom. But I wondered whether there was any relationship between the two. You sort of have addressed that here.
Absolutely. And remember, you want to drink something that has something in it, electrolytes, so it stays in the tank.
Yeah, I don't much with the electrolytes. Isn't there usually a lot of sugar in those, though, Ken?
Well, you just go through your grocery store. They now have, without sugar, plenty of opportunities. The Gatorades without sugar, there's plenty of them.
Yeah. There was another that I mentioned that I couldn't really pronounce the name of that toxin. There's a question about phosphates. Are they toxic? What is a phosphate, and what does that do to your, since we have a high phosphate level? Some people think it adds to cardiovascular problems.
Well, there's phosphate levels in some of the drinking water we have. These are things that run off from some of the detergents, some of the fertilizers that are out there. And, this is a problem with getting good, clean water. This is a big issue among water researchers trying to keep the water clean.
Yeah. Well, but that's the other thing. Drinking water, is that enough? You're talking about all these things that we can be drinking, doing right thing by our body, and it gets confusing.
Walk through your grocery store. There are now, in most big grocery stores, just a whole aisle of nice, healthy sports-type drinks without sugar in them. No calories.
Right. Something to remember. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continues here. It's almost a continuum. A lot of great input from great facilitators of medical information. Among them is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Mount Dora, Florida. Joins us every week for insight and input from, among other things, many of the journals of medicine that he studies, tries to synthesize the information so that we all can understand it, pick stories that have relevance to most of us here. For example, the flu. If a mom has the flu, the question, Ken, is, does that hurt? Could it hurt an unborn baby if she's pregnant?
Absolutely. This comes out this week in birth defects research that pregnant women who get a flu shot, Doug, they protect not only themselves, but also their developing baby. When a mom-to-be gets the flu, she can be so sick she needs to be admitted to a hospital's intensive care unit. Her baby then runs the risk of being born preterm, underweight, and with a low Apgar score. That's a gauge of an infant's overall health. It is important for pregnant women to receive the influenza vaccine and get prompt treatment with antiviral medications for women's suspected of having influenza.
Really? So there are a couple of related stories. That seems to make sense. If your immune system is compromised, first of all, when you're pregnant, you're working for two. We all, that's kind of a corny reality, but it is. So your immune system has to be good enough to protect you and your unborn child. And so that's all the more reason for you to eat well, be well, do all the things that you can. Whether you agree with the vaccine thing or not remains to be seen. But having strength And a strong immune system is very important, and it seems to be common sense. But we all know, Ken, there are a lot of people who have absolutely no common sense. There are a couple of stories related to this. The anti-vaxxers that would be, would say to a mom, no, don't get the vaccine, don't get the, because you'll harm yourself and your baby. So they'd argue with your point. But now the World Health Organization has come out with a rather strong notice. You're on notice if you're an anti-vaxxer because...
Yes, this is out of the World Health Organization this week, Doug, the WHO. Anti-vaxxers, or those who oppose vaccines, they were deemed a top, quote, threat to global health, unquote, in 2019 by the World Health Organization. The conclusion is that some parents have misperceptions about the safety and importance of vaccines. You know, 80,000 people died last year from the flu. 1 million people in America admitted to the hospital because of the flu. Please get a flu vaccine. I've had mine. You can't get the flu from it. It's more safe to get it than to not get it. And this year, it's just beginning. If you don't think the flu is going to hit with a big wallop, we're seeing it in a really big way since after the new year here down in Florida and across the country. The CDC in 30 states, it's very strong this month.
All right. So going back to the business about pregnant women, there are fewer of them around. It seems in another study that you have gone over this week that our fertility rate is going down, 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 right?
Exactly. CDC this week, the United States fertility rate dropped to a 30-year low in 2017. That's the most recent year that they have statistics on, just announced this week. The rate was 16% below the level that's needed for the U.S. population to only replace itself. Doug, only two states, South Dakota and Utah, had fertility rates above replacement levels.
Pretty interesting. It speaks to a lot of things, religion included in there, but the
culture.
The whole culture of it. I feel strongly about having. We have too many people in the world. We need to do something about it. It's Dr. Ken. It's a problem. I don't know a problem, but it's something to focus on. I want to focus on the Battle of the Bulge right now. If you're fighting back against the so-called Battle of the Bulge, best way to do it is with Calitrin. Calitrin, take it every night. Take it on an empty stomach, 4 pills. It's America's number one choice now for healthy weight loss because it's an all-natural substance put together with time-tested ingredients. It's a fabulous way to get the healing effects of collagen, because collagen is the main ingredient in Calitrin. It helps your body to lose the weight by all the exercising, turning the muscle into the fat into muscle. That's how you lose the weight. Get Calitrin by going to toploss.com. Use the DJB code and save 10% on everything you buy. That's toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin. Use the code DJB.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.